From The Gunk Degreaser. Paul McCartney isn't dead, and everybody knows it. For 2 months in the fall of 1969, however, a lot of people try to prove it's true anyway. In September, a gleefully speculative article, "Is Paul McCartney Dead?" appears in the Drake University newspaper. Various so-called clues, apparently buried by the Beatles themselves, are floated. On October 12th, a student from Eastern Michigan University calls a Detroit FM station with additional clues, and a review of the Abbey Road album with exciting new evidence is published in the Michigan Daily. The story is picked up by newspapers across the U.S. On Tuesday, October 21st, a DJ at WABC New York discusses the story on air for over an hour. He's heard in 38 states. There's a lot to talk about. During the fade-out in Strawberry Fields Forever, John Lennon can be heard intoning, "I Buried Paul." On the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band cover, Paul is wearing a patch that says OPD, officially pronounced dead. There's also a phantom hand floating over his head, a mystical Eastern symbol of death. If you hold the Magical Mystery Tour album upside down, or up to a mirror, or up to a mirror upside down, or reflected in the left eyeball of a fox terrier on psychotropic drugs, you'll see a phone number. Call the number and get another clue, or talk to William Campbell, Paul's replacement in the Beatles, or win a trip to Pepperland. In the Magical Mystery Tour booklet, John's "I Am the Walrus" is subtitled, "No, You're Not," said Little Nicola. On the White Album track Glass Onion, which is, of course, old British slang for a casket handle, caskets that were usually made out of Norwegian wood, John sings, "Here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul." Walrus, of course, means corpse in Greek. Come Together, the first song on the Beatles' Fall 69 album, Abbey Road, begins with John susurrating, "Shoot me." Later in the song, he sings that one and one and one is three. Only three Beatles are still alive. Abbey Road's cover, meanwhile, is the Paul is Dead jackpot. The front cover photo, taken on August 8th by Ian McMillan, represents a funeral procession, with John as the priest, Ringo as the undertaker, George as the gravedigger, and Paul as the corpse. Out of step with the others, smoking with the wrong hand, and barefoot, because that's how they bury walruses in Italy. Behind him is a Volkswagen with a license plate reading 28IF, meaning Paul would have been 28 if he hadn't blown his mind out in a car and lost his hair and died. The fact that he would only have been 27 is definitely explained by the fact that in some Asian countries, babies are traditionally considered a year old at birth, thanks to womb time. On the back cover of the album is a skull made of sunlight. Hours after the Beatles walk across Abbey Road to be photographed for the cover, members of Charles Manson's so-called family, butcher Sharon Tate and four others at the home of Roman Polanski on Cielo Drive in Los Angeles, California. Charlie believes the Beatles are sending him messages, encouraging him to start a race war in the United States. Tate, who had starred in the film version of Valley of the Dolls, based on Jacqueline Susan's novel, is 8 months pregnant. On Tuesday, October 21st, the Beatles' beleaguered press office, buffeted by blasts of morbid hot air and hassled by worried fans, issues a terse statement, calling the Paul is Dead story a load of old rubbish. This fails to kill the rumor. Beatle album sales, never moribund, soar anew. Tracked to his farm in Scotland by a team from Life magazine, Paul says, "Perhaps the rumor started because I haven't been much in the press lately." A November 7th cover story reads, "The Case of the Missing Beatle. Paul is still with us. McCartney's alive, but his band is dead. The Beatle thing," he says, "is over." Yoko Ono, Lennon's wife, widely blamed for breaking the Beatles up with her mysterious Asian ways, says, "The story of the Golden Temple. A guy fell in love with it and burned it down. He couldn't stand the idea of its falling apart as it got older. And now the Golden Temple exists in perfect form forever. It became a myth. That's why the Beatles will stay a beautiful myth, because they ended before they deteriorated."